I'm all up in Jennifer Lopez's business. I don't know what's wrong with me, why I'm so into this whole thing with her relationship with Ben Affleck. It's fascinating to me, the getting back together with an old flame. And I feel like it's sort of inspiring in a way, because it kind of says to my boyfriend, at any moment, I can leave him for anybody I've ever dated.
But you'll come back.
No, no. What I'm saying is I can leave him and go to someone else.
Okay. But you might come back like a boomerang, because she like a boomerang. She left. She came back. So no, but she left, ever gone.
What I'm saying is she left her primary relationship, A-Rod. So for me, it's my boyfriend.
Joe, right.
You know, so it's a Joe, right? So I just want Joe to know that I guess he feels if I left him now and tried to find another guy, it would be tough to find a guy from scratch, starting all over.
You couldn't do
but
it.
But no, not at all. I'd have to go into my previous dating pool, somebody who knew me when I was less of a nightmare, and maybe, you know, trick them into thinking I'm still that girl.
Right. For the first couple of months, but then it's going to come rushing back why they left you.
Yeah, it's true. I've hooked them by then, so I'm okay. But so the latest with J-Lo and Ben Affleck is so interesting. Here's celebrities for you. If I started dating a new guy and I wanted to be closer to him, I would either, if I couldn't crash at his house because he had kids or we weren't ready for that yet, I would stay nearby. I'd find friends nearby. If I wanted to move to the area, maybe I would like rent something, see if I even, if the relationship's going to go somewhere. Do I even like where he lives? No. J-Lo is going to buy a house right near Ben Affleck. And the house she looked at, they went today to look at a house, $65 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's the cost of most neighborhoods.
If that.
You can buy a whole neighborhood in the South for $65 million. That's crazy.
There are 388 apartments in my building. If you total them together, they wouldn't even come close to $65 million.
Does she pay half and he pays half?
Well, that's the thing. They're not moving in together yet. She's buying the house. He lives nearby. That's the reason why she's looking at a house. She wants to live closer to Ben Affleck. She has a place in Miami with
rent an apartment.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You rent an apartment, you stay with a friend initially. The fact that she's going right for not just buying a little house, she's buying a $65 million mansion to be closer to Ben Affleck.
Yeah, no, rent a room for a couple of months to try it out to see if it's okay. You don't jump face first into that.
We're not J-Lo. That's what I'm telling you. This is why J-Lo is at a whole other level. So if you're wondering what $65 million can buy you, of course, I had to dig into this and see everything about it. So first of all, the house itself is over 31,000 square feet.
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow.
31,000 square feet.
And 3,100 square feet is huge.
Right.
So
right.
That's a lot more.
Yeah. It only has 8 bedrooms, but it has 12 bathrooms, and the furniture is all done by Fendi. Like, it comes fully furnished.
Oh, okay.
And everything in there is, yeah. So of course, for $65 million, you're not just going to get like a house with 8 bedrooms and that's it when you're J-Lo. There's always something weird and quirky about a house like that. This house, are you ready for this? It has dental offices and an operating room. It has a full medical suite.
Oh, so you would love that.
Well, I really would.
Yeah, that would be your place.
It's true.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You need to go for J-Lo. You need to go play for the other team now.
And I'll have a doctor on staff and just...
a dentist and a doctor? Oh, my God. Right down the hall?
In your house. Like, and if you don't know me, if I'm not at the dentist's office, it's because I'm at the doctor's office.
Exactly. When we moved to Long Island, she wanted to know how close the dentist was.
Yeah, who's my dentist? And it was funny, when we went to meet with everybody, they said, do you have any questions? I said, yeah, who's my dentist going to be?
Yeah, and how far are they? Can I walk there?
Right.
Because I'm going to be. And she was there all the freaking time.
Yeah. I love it. I love a good dentist. I get my teeth cleaned like every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, dental offices in the house. And interesting, there's an operating room there. And I don't know if that's like in case there's an emergency and you need an operation, or if you need a little, you know, plastic surgery.
A little nip, Botox.
Yeah, a little Botox. Well, Botox is nothing. They can do that anywhere. Mm-hmm. But
you can do that in a dentist room.
You can.
You don't have to go to the OR for the Botox.
Yeah. So I thought that was a really interesting part of this house. It also has, obviously, a pool and a spa, but there's an indoor pool and an outdoor pool.
Mm-hmm.
It has, ready for this? A 4-lane bowling alley,
mm-hmm.
a golf simulator, but like a full room you can play golf, a bar, and not just a bar, not just like a little bar like you and I would get, like a tiki bar. There's an entire bar that you walk in, because I see the pictures. It looks like she can have her own club there, like Club J-Lo.
Right. It's a fully stocked bar with bartenders.
Right. A hair salon, not just a chair. Like, I've seen Kendall Jenner has like a chair and then a place where somebody can walk in and do her hair and her makeup. Mm. No, this is a full hair salon. There's like 6 chairs. It's bigger than, I've got a friend that owns a hair salon. J-Lo's is bigger.
She's going to rent chairs in her house. You have to pay my rent this month because I had to rent out 5 chairs.
It has a full movie theater, not one of these kind that you see in people's houses where they have like a few chairs mm-hmm. and a screen. Again, full movie theater.
Yeah, an
she
IMAX.
Can sell popcorn and tickets and IMAX. Yes.
It's got an IMAX theater.
A whole thing. A wine cellar and a tasting room. But the weird thing about it is that it's only on a little over an acre of property. And I know that's a lot of property, but for a house that's $65 million and 31,000 square feet, you would expect a lot more property.
Yeah, that's LA. I mean, LA, an acre is huge. So
yeah.
Nobody really has an acre in LA.
Yeah, so I guess that's
true. She's lucking out. And the house takes up 3/4 of that acre by itself, probably.
Right. Yes, you're right. It absolutely does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. The kitchen has not one, but 3 islands.
Of course. I mean, what? It's just her. And how many kids does she have? Like
2.
2. Okay. So 3 people. You can live in a 2-bedroom apartment. You don't need all that. That's crazy.
Well, I think she's thinking that they would do that kind of thing that celebrities do, where you come to, if you come to my house, you might want to bring your kids. It's got 8 bedrooms. So she got 2 kids. One gets a bedroom, one gets a bedroom. J-Lo has the primary suite. So that's 3 bedrooms right there.
Mm.
Maybe there's a nanny, you know, maybe there's, so there you go. That's the 4 bedrooms. Now you still got 4 more bedrooms.